Hello and welcome to Diane's Kamikaze Fun Machine, the podcast. I am Diane, sometimes known as Diane Kamikaze. The first 138 episodes were tied in with Diane's Kamikaze Fun Machine as they were all guests who appeared on the program. I am currently on the air on WFMU's Rock and Soul radio stream, Wednesdays from 9 a.m., and I don't include interviews in that program. So these are special little pieces that I'm bringing to you. I'm a rocker for life and I'm a retired tattoo artist. This series, you may hear more art personalities in addition to chats about music and who knows what else. All right, check it out. And thanks for listening. It is time for another episode. My guest today is Lenny Bruce of Dustbolt. This is recorded in the middle of the 70,000 tons of metal cruise earlier this year. The cruise features 60 bands. Each band plays twice. I interviewed Lenny between the band's two performances and right after the guitar clinic that he conducted. Hear me get distracted by a tattoo that he has. Dustbolt has a new song that they just released called Super Gal. You can check it out on their website, dustbolt.com. They've got a few dates in Germany. They're doing some festivals over the summer. The website for the cruise is 70,000tons.com. The 70,000 is written out in numbers, in numerals, 70,000tons.com. You're joining our conversation while Lenny is talking about the first Dustbolt performance on the ship the day before. It does go all night if you count the karaoke.
Yeah, yeah. We played at 5:30 in the morning.
I apologize. I could not go. I was like, there's
no, don't worry. Like, we just arrived. Like, we were jet-lagged because we didn't sleep. And it was like, all right, we're playing tonight. It's like 4:30. I think we took a power nap like 2 hours or something. So I felt like I was getting up in the morning. And like, all right, okay, let's play a gig in the middle of the night. And then it got delayed because of the band before us. And then we started at 5:15 or 5:30. When we were done playing the show, the sun came up. We went for breakfast. It was funny. We sat at breakfast like right after the show.
Oh my god!
Funny experience.
That's incredible. What my interpretation of this is: we're on a mission.
Yeah.
We're all together doing this thing.
Yeah.
There's a million other boats out there. They have no idea what's going on here. Like,
absolutely.
This is like, we don't need to know what day it is.
Yeah.
We do need to know what time it is to see the bands. We're all here for the same reason, and everybody is cool with each other.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
And I'm from New York, and you don't see that at a regular gig. There's always some fight. And
that's true.
Here it's just really different. I think it's become a community, and you just join it automatically by being on the boat, because it's inclusive here.
That's true. I would
actually love to pick Andy's brain, because I think it's gotten way beyond what you could imagine by just planning cool metal cruise going on.
Yeah.
So what did you expect? So you have a Bad Brains tattoo.
Of course.
Fuck. I saw them a million times.
Oh,
you know, I'm from the New York hardcore days.
Yeah.
They were as amazing as everybody says. They're folklore.
Yeah.
They were just like, holy shit. I saw HR last year. He played at Rebellion in Blackpool in England, the big punk fest.
Yeah.
And he just does all reggae stuff now. He actually signed away his right to perform any Bad Brains songs.
Okay.
And I feel sad about that, actually.
Yeah, of course,
But that whole situation was very weird, and I saw them when they were falling apart. I'd rather remember the old days, but some stars shine brightly for a quick amount of time. And
it's complicated sometimes, you know?
Yeah,
it is. Sometimes, like, people come together, or bands come together, and they got, like, this energy that's just beyond anything, you know. And you see this band live and you're just like, wow, something's happening there, but they cannot keep it up after some years.
Well, sometimes it's the energy itself. and can't keep up with it.
No, and what I can tell you, like, it sounds kind of like ridiculous, but it isn't. Dust Bowl, Nico, Flo, and me, we've been in this band since we're 13 years old. It's 18 years now.
Yeah.
And it's more than half of my life that I've spent with these guys in this band. Mm-hmm. And, like, I always wanted to be a musician. The others, like, they didn't plan to do this. They didn't expect to do this. It just happened. Us being kids and doing this.
So were they sort of just joining you because you were more...
They were interested in music. Like... They were doing music. Okay. And I was just like the guy who was dreaming beyond limitations all the time. And suddenly stuff started to work and happen. We were playing and it was like, hey, maybe we can play a gig there. And we played this gig there. Maybe we can even play outside of our own town. And we did this. Maybe we can even play in the next major city. Then this happened. Maybe we can do support for a big band. And this happened, you know, and just get on and on and on until we are finally here doing stuff like this. But at the same time, it's three or four people, 18 years, everybody develops in that time. Everybody has different phases. Everybody has different energies, you know, partners. There's so much things going in there. And if you got this intensity in the band, this intense energy between you when you're playing, it can become complicated, you know? Mm-hmm. You got this intense band energy. You know that guys, like, every inch of them. You've been together for so long. You've slept in so many beds together. You know everything about this person. Still, there's some questions. You're like, you don't understand that person. But then you play together. Then you understand each other. Then you're angry towards each other, then you play together, something beautiful happens. You know, there's so much stuff going on all the time. Having a band or being in a band, it's like you're married to three people. You've got to work. You've really got to work. We actually work on our relationships, like 30-year-old dudes. That's the only way to keep this thing going. So when you say, like, tell the stories about Bad Brains or stuff, it's always like a razor sharp. If a band breaks apart, or if it's like pushing through, It's tough sometimes.
Oh, yeah, and it's worth the effort, though. You guys have been together for so long, and there's a history, obviously there's a documented history, which is albums, and then there's the history of you being there for him being there for the two of you, and you have a commitment to the whole. And a lot of bands don't get past that stage.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy, I'm out, or whatever. Yeah. And people do that with jobs and stuff, too.
Yeah.
Music... You're luckier because it's a dedication to something that you want to do.
Exactly. I was just talking in this clinic earlier. It's some kind of like a philosophical question, like how you see things and how you see like life or experiences. Like, because for us, it's like just 2 days ago at the Bahamas. It was typical Dust Bowl thing. We went there, went into Bahamas. Nico was like talking to some guy, suddenly cool guy, interesting person. We were in his car, and he drove us around the town and showed us everything. He, like, knew everything about the city. He was like a guide. Really interesting. Then we sat somewhere. We got to know a street musician, so we jammed with him, you know, a street musician from the Bahamas. He was, like, performing a song. He was like, hey, show this song to Germany and show the song to the world, you know, stuff like that. And inspirational, interesting things happen. You know, we all come from a really, really small town village in Germany. Like, I was born in Austria, but we grew up in Germany, small town village. Everybody told us, like, you guys are crazy. And now we're on the Bahamas. But we're there as friends. That's the thing. Of course, we're there as a band, as musicians, but also as friends sharing the memories. We're sharing what we learn. That's what kind of, like, keeps us together. It's like the next day or next morning, we're sitting together and talking about, wow, they got yesterday, and, you know, and it did something to everybody. And that's a cool thing. If you experience all that stuff together, then you can be really strong somehow, and you know each other.
Well, you know what you've been through, and
you know what you've shared. Exactly. It's a lot about sharing in the band, but also, like, us as a band sharing it with other people then, you know? Mm-hmm. When you go on stage... And you experience an interesting day, all band members, and you go on stage, you play music, and you can share something with the audience. And they come back and tell you their stories, and so many things are shared. That's the great thing about music.
Well, and then even you guys did that, and each one of you has a different personal reaction to what happened. And it still created like a safe thing because you guys know each other.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
You're very lucky to have that.
Yeah.
You know.
And a lot of work. It's it's you know.
Yeah.
It's like.
Well, but do you want to put work into life? Like, yeah, fuck, of course you are.
Yeah.
It's your life.
Exactly.
Why not have the best life possible?
Exactly.
Well, when I was talking about we're on a mission here on this boat, you're on a smaller mission.
Exactly.
You're on your own boat, in the boat.
Exactly. Sort of. But we're part of the whole thing.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. That's how I always felt in heavy metal. Always the way we felt. We are our own boat, and then we come to these places, and there's crazy. Like you said, people are nuts and there's stuff going on. We're like, all right, we can do something with our boat here.
Absolutely.
We can,
it's our boat.
Yeah.
The collective, I really hope the world gets that that's what's important right now. Sharing and creating groups for safety and for inclusion.
Yeah.
And I think that music is really one of the easiest catalysts because people react emotionally.
Yeah.
They can't even help it sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
They don't even understand what's happening. It just happens.
Yeah.
Like when I went to a live show and I see like 10,000 people singing along in peace, I'm like, this is like the only place and the only moment where you can get 10,000 people in one spot and be like all share one thing. For a few minutes, you know?
Yes.
Like, there's everybody is in the same moment, in the same spot. And that's not easy to do with so many people.
Yeah.
That's like what music can do. This is great.
It is. It's really powerful. No wonder you've stuck with it for so long, and no wonder you've all stayed together. I was still hanging out with, like, my grade school friends.
It's horrible.
But then you have jokes that go back to, like, your teenage years. Do you do that? Like, oh, yeah, whatever, that teacher's class. Or remember that one janitor guy?
Yeah.
The references are probably pretty fun.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Who did you want to see most on this boat?
I was looking forward to see Anthrax, of course. I love the band, and I just recently... It's funny, a year ago I started picking up Anthrax albums again, listening to it in a different way, because, you know, I'm still kind of like developing as a musician. I loved all those records when I was 15, 16, 17. Now I hear them differently because I understand more about songwriting, about production, you know, how things are done, like about the craft. Then you listen back to the albums like, and it's like, oh, this is really great. It's great craft. So it's just really, really good. And you hear it differently and you hear it again. So I kept up with Anthrax. I was looking forward to see Anthrax, which we did last night. Also Heathen, we toured with them 2013. It was my 20th birthday on the tour with Heathen. It was great to see those guys again, see them playing again, meet those guys again. You know, it's also 13 years back somehow. Time was on, well, something like that. So we met the guys again. We had nice conversations, nice talks, you know. They met us when we were, like, really young kids, and they were, like, happy that we're still doing it. So see them again and see them play, that's really, really cool. Anthrax, Heathen were my favorites.
So you just taught a guitar clinic.
Yeah.
And then what you were talking about, like, watching Anthrax, watching Scott as a guitar player, revisiting the music. What kind of things were you doing in the clinic, and talk about your progression as a guitarist?
The idea of the clinic from my side was mixing up blues guitar playing and blues music with metal, which sounds odd at the first read. I explained that I always had two things going on. One was like the metal guitar playing. The other thing was me being interested in Stevie Ray Vaughan, Jimi Hendrix, even John Mayer, and like the blues guitar playing, which is really different because in metal you play a lot of notes, many notes. In blues you play sometimes as less notes as possible, but you put all the feeling in the few notes. It seems like there are two different things, but if you listen back to Metallica, you get all those blues riffs in there. Kirk Hammett playing like blues guitar more or less when he's soloing. It's always been there. My clinic was about my experience of having these two souls in me, and at some point being like, all right, what if I try to put them together, create my own style, find my own thing that might be different than what other people do and feel weird at the beginning. But by time, and I think by getting older, you find out that, you know, that's the best thing you can do is to do your thing, whatever that is. And for me, that was like combining this blues guitar thing into metal, which I do when we play with Dust Bowl. I jam, I improvise solos. Sometimes we don't know how long I'm going to soloing. It depends on what the drummer Nico does, how he's feeling, how I feel. And he knows me well, so he knows when I'm feeling good, when I'm like in the mood, in the zone, and he's like, oh, he needs another round. So he plays another round. So we got a lot of question marks every time we play.
But because you play with each other forever.
Exactly.
That could be a problem for almost any band on the boat.
And we improvise a lot.
That's such freedom.
Yeah. And I think that was what the clinic was about, the process and the way. And I was just telling people, you know, in the end, it's the best thing you can do is find out what you love, find out what makes you feel good, and don't be afraid to try out and fail. If you want to, like we did, try to make a blues song and make a thrash metal song out of it, like combining it. Maybe have a thrash song, but have like blues type of lyrics or two blues type of solo. Just go for it and try it, you know. Maybe something new, something beautiful can come out of it. Seeing guys like Scott Ian and Anthrax, for example, yesterday, it's like the same thing. You see them and they're just completely unique to themselves. The way Scott is playing his rhythm guitar, the way he's moving, the way he's doing his backing vocals, the way Joey Belladonna sings. He sounds so fucking good for that age.
Yeah.
Respect, he sounded so good. The way he sings over so heavy music, so melodic vocals, it's nuts. It's crazy. I think that's something that's a lot of popping out in my head at the moment. Might be weird, but maybe because it's weird, it's original and it's you. Fucking just go for it. If you feel it, it's good.
So have you done that with Dust Bowl compositions and really shifted things, and has there been any pushback from your bandmates? That one's a little not Dust Bowls.
Oh yeah, of course you got something like that. Yeah, I think it's good, you know.
Oh yeah,
I'm in a good mood. You ask me now. Ask someone else, and I was like, oh fuck those guys. No. I think it's good because if they're like, I'm not sure, then you gotta be extra sure. You gotta be like so convinced. I know we gotta do it. I know this is right. And then
they have to trust you on some level.
Exactly.
Even if it's not necessarily the playing, it's the like, all right, this is who we are.
Yeah. And if you have discussion, you know, it brings you somewhere. You need pressure. You need creative pressure. You need somebody telling you like, this is not working. This is shit.
Well, that's how you get ideas, is when you have friction.
Yeah.
If everybody just says it's great, then you're just doing whatever you want. There's no checks and balances.
Yeah, exactly.
But you don't know.
Yeah.
So then in terms of over time, you started playing guitar to do this band.
Oh, I started before, like, on acoustic guitar playing for myself. I wanted to do music. That was clear for me. When I got my first electric guitar, I was 13. And that was when I was like, okay, I need some dudes to play with me in a band. Yeah. And then we all came together.
As you get better, as your proficiency gets better, is songwriting easier, or are you pushing yourself to still make music harder?
I don't know. It's a process still. Yes, you get better, you understand more. I got days where I feel like I wish I knew as little as like at the beginning. I was so naive. I didn't know. I didn't care about so many things. So it was so pure. Now you know so much that you gotta be careful, like, to not just construct something that comes from just thought. You gotta get the feeling in there.
I'm sure you find that in the writing process.
You gotta find it.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, you gotta search for it. You gotta try and look. Sometimes it's you write something and it came and it felt so natural, just let it be like that. It's pure. Just let it be like that. Sometimes you write something, you have a great idea, and you feel like, oh, there is something to it, but it's not there yet. And it takes you months or weeks to work on it. So I heard a quote of a guy, another musician. He said, create like a child and edit like a scientist. Mm. And I think that's kind of like the balance, which is good to find, to still like be really naive, childish, try out things, you know, try out some sound, be stupid, just play around and have fun, maybe come up with something, but also use like your experience to be like a scientist, to be like, okay, I know how to make a great song out of this funny riff, for example, because I have some experience. But still, at the same time, you never have enough experience. You never know. It's music. You never know. in the end, you have a song, you're like, okay, I think I like it. I think that's all I can get out of it. I think it's done. It's like painting. Okay. If you paint something, and you can continue and continue painting, but at some point you gotta say, no, it's done, and that's it. It's always trying. But that makes it exciting. Continuously. Ah, that was... That worked. Ah, that didn't work. Ah, next one.
Well, and then you also have the flexibility because you guys have been playing together so long. So when you play something live, you can do a totally different thing solo-wise.
We switch up. Yeah. We sometimes do that on little things. Yeah. Yeah. Change up things. Yeah.
That's really neat.
It makes it feel alive. And dangerous sometimes. It's like I'm always scared. After all this year, still scared when we go on stage, like, what's going to happen?
Right.
You know, and everybody's like that. That's why we're really focused in the moment, because you don't know what happens. Maybe he's got an idea. Maybe he does something. Maybe he does a mistake. And
it does really show who bands are when things like that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Especially on this cruise, there have been all technical issues. And some bands just sit and wait. And some bands like, well, we're going to start and that'll figure itself out.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, and it's kind of an exercise in trusting that.
That's true.
Something's... You know, something's gonna go
yeah.
in whatever way it does.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, so, can you give me an example of a Dust Bowl song that is maybe your expression that you really, I don't know if it came super easy for you or if it was like the combo of blues and heavy, but what song is the song where you were like, oh yeah, like it really gave you a.
Mm-hmm. Mm. When you make a new album, every song is a little bit like that. We had this song on the last album, Sound and Fury. That was like the album some people rejected because it went like in another direction. It was really experimental. We had the song, it's called Sound and Fury. It's the title track. And actually Flo, the guitar player, he came up with it. It's really interesting, untypically. At the same time, it feels like it's 100% us. Like we put so much sweat in that song. And it was 80% there where it is now, but for the last 20% we worked so hard to find it out. Mm-hmm. And we put so much different stuff from ourselves in there. I don't know, it's hard to explain. We got rid of all expectations. Fuck whatever anybody expects. We just go with what we feel right now. And it was like short after pandemic, weird times. We were used to be around and tour and play shows like that. That was our lives. Oh, next weekend we're gonna be there. Next weekend we're gonna be there. So like, nice. Next weekend we're gonna play there. That's all that mattered for us. Then was like COVID, and was like, all right. Some process started within. Like everybody had his own thing going on, and then we put it into that song, Sound of Fury. It's still some kind of like poppy, like a pop song. In some ways, it's one of the darkest, heaviest songs. There's so much in there. There's like a disco beat on there on the drums, which is something that Nico always played. 10 years ago, like 15 years ago, when I got to know him, because he played in a brass band, brass orchestra, so he played some weird beats. We played around with so many things. So I'd say that song, for example, Sound of Fury in the last album, it's really something a little bit outstanding from the rest.
So you said that the last album was not entirely well received. What's your perspective on that and the reactions?
I had to learn it. When we made it, I was like, I want to challenge people. I'm ready to piss off some people. It was, for me, it was just like, I needed to do it to break free. It was like, I want to do what I want to do. I want to do what I want to feel. And I want to do it with my friends and these guys, because I feel like I can trust them. I need to do it with this band. I know people expect something else from this band, but I don't care right now. Whatever you might expect, this band is about us, like about the guys, the people, about the friendship and everything. And we gotta try this and do this. And if we lose some fans because of that, what should we do? We're just a band. We're just musicians trying to write songs. And if we feel like doing a jazz record, then we do a jazz record. Whatever. We'll see. And the world was different, like just being separated from live music going on, you know, and also like being away from being on the road and have the adrenaline going all the time. And suddenly it was like pure silence. There was nothing. And then other emotions had space, and we wanted to give them space. I think that's how we explain it to people. And many people love the album, absolutely love the album. We had new fans through that album. We had old fans who loved that we did this thing. Old fans that told us that they hoped that we would do something like this. So they kind of trusted us as creative people. Then we had people who were really disappointed because it wasn't the really fast, dark thrash metal it was in the beginning. Cool thing for me, I didn't expect that much backfire. It was heavy. It was oh shit. Then by time I learned, all right, let's go into discussion with this. This is interesting. And that's where we are now. You got the little bit more conservative people in terms of just keep on doing what you did in the beginning, stay where you are. And then you got these people saying, no, please don't stay where you are because you can develop to so many different places. That's going to be great. So please just take the freedom to do what you do. And now we make a discussion and maybe, make music that works for them and works for them or something. It's a new challenge now.
New opening.
Yeah.
So would you ever be interested in doing either movie music or theater or ballet or some other kind of accompaniment type music? Is that something that's in you?
Yeah. The real funny thing is tomorrow we go home from the cruise. We fly home to Germany and then I'm home for a night and then I'm going to pack my bag and leave to North Germany because I'm playing theater the first time in my life. I'm playing a cowboy who's, I gotta sing, I play music, I sing songs and play music as a cowboy on a theater. I've never done it before. So yes, that's...
That's exciting.
That's something, yeah. It's a friend of mine who's, he was on 70,000 Tons of Metal last year. He's called Mutz. He plays in a band called Drone from Germany, a metal band. And he's like me. He plays in a metal band. He loves country music and he does solo acoustic stuff. And he always does this theater where he combines a cool story with live music. He's got a live band, cool rock songs going on. So he invited me. That was how it came together, yeah. I'm excited, yeah. You also learn something by doing that. You learn something for being a good frontman on the stage with your band.
Yeah. When you come to something like this, you see the variety of what you can really learn.
Yeah.
But when you talk about Anthrax, of course, Scott Ian's guitar tone, you just know that tone.
Yeah.
Forever. There's certain things that are so unique.
And same thing for Joey. When he's singing, he manages to get the crowd to get into his headspace of being the mad crazy guy. He's jumping around and he's really positive, energetic, and it gets to the crowd. The crowd becomes like this. I love stuff like that. That's just so great to watch. Whatever, how he does it, he's got this thing going on.
He's looking for interaction.
Exactly.
With
yeah.
them. There's a welcoming that he brings. That's yeah. just do that. But yeah, I mean, they have it down.
Right now, we're as independent as we've ever been to start some kind of new era for the band. That means we're going to bring out a new album by the end of this year and release singles on the way to that. We also already released one single called Ghost on My Screen. The cool thing is that we recorded everything by ourselves, produced everything by ourselves. The setup, it's us in the rehearsal room. We learned how to mic and everything and record everything. No middleman in between or something. It's really from the band to the people to the fans. So that's what's coming up next. We're going to release that album, play Germany this year, and all the rest next year. So next year we're going to look out for being on the road and touring and playing and playing.
The song that had you get really interested in music and making more music.
Some point I got the Lazaretto record from Jack White, his solo stuff. It was 2014, I think. And I always thought the White Stripes are a stupid band, and I never thought about them. And then I saw him and Mac going on stage, no set list, just improvising and freaking out. It's like, wow, this is really crazy. So I got interested in Jack White and then his solo record Lazaretto songs there, which are really cool because they're heavy, they're bluesy, kind of naive and childish, experimental, so much stuff going on. That was always music that inspired me to be experimental and try things, not just play it safe. I like his way of playing guitar and his way of making music because it's really impulsive. It's really, I got this idea, so I gotta do it. Not overthinking, just go for it. And that's what I learned from that and I still love.
Cool.
Just be really, maybe, yeah, naive sometimes. And just go for it, yeah. See what happens.
Yeah. Even if you're not naive, you still have to go for it and see what happens.
Exactly.
So you might just not think that you know how it's going to go. You never do.
Yeah. there's so many examples in music in rock and roll history that I look for music that keeps me really not to overthink stuff and be like naive like this, a little bit childish.
Yeah, that's what we call it. Okie doke. That concludes my conversation with Lenny Bruce. It is spelled B-R-E-U-S-S. Of thrash metal masters, Dustbolt, who are from Germany. Shout out to Lenny. Shout out to the press department at 70,000 Tons of Metal for making this interview possible. And that concludes another episode. Thank you for tuning in. More on the way. My Instagram handle is one word, Diane Kamikaze. Kamikaze ends with an E. Follow me there. The full link to my index of shows can be found on wfmu.org/playlists/DK. So that's playlists plural. And then the DK is both uppercase, capital letters. I am working on encore presentations. I've got years of interviews and podcasts. If there's something you'd like to see reposted, please get in touch. Send me email, diane@wfmu.org. And be sure to subscribe to the show. Thank you. Diane's Kamikaze Fun Machine radio show can be heard on the WFMU Rock and Soul radio stream. That is New York time, 9 a.m. on Wednesdays. See you next time. Always have fun.